So I'm here with Vez from Irregular Folk, and Irregular Folk have a gig coming up.
Yes, we've got our Christmas show, which we always look forward to doing. And we're going to be doing it in a different place than the first time we've ever been in the East Oxford Community Centre in the lounge.
Oh, okay. So you've done this previously?
The Christmas shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, always love Christmas, basically. It's always a good excuse for a bit of a party. And in the past we've done it at the Cellar, which is a fantastic venue.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to be able to be there for a bit longer this time.
Okay.
Because we have to pack down after the show for the club night at the Cellar.
Oh, okay.
So we thought we'd go roving around, and we love the lounge area in the East Oxford Community Centre. And there's a lot of our audiences do come from around the Cowley Road area. Just so lovely to be able to just, you know.
Yeah, it's a convenient venue, isn't it?
And it is.
Always has so many different things going on.
Loads yeah.
of stuff they have there.
So it's yeah. great. And that lounge room is like a fantastic blank canvas, because I don't know if you know, but we like to create a really special environment for mm-hmm. the artists to play in, for both them and the audience. And so we've got this amazing square room to get stuck into.
Play around with.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about Irregular Folk in general. Then you sort of branched into it a bit there, trying to create a new kind of environment. What's kind of the ethos, I guess, of the whole group?
Well, I used to be a press officer for a record label, and I used to tour with a lot of the bands, and then I started managing bands. And basically, I've seen a lot of gig venues around the country that are small capacities, and even the larger venues, I got a bit fed up with how badly treated the artists were when they toured.
How so?
Well, just in the way that, you know, sometimes you turn up that the promoter isn't even there, or you know, when you put in the ask for a rider, it's kind of doing the minimal possible, and then I really felt like I needed a night with some really specifically beautiful music to get really stuck into and at times relax to, or just be really challenged by, but not full on kind of go out, get hammered,
right.
Shout above everyone while there's music in the background. So I thought, well, I'll match these two things together and create a really, I suppose it's kind of like an ethical promoting environment where we really look after the bands. The bands get to nominate their favourite cake flavour when they're doing sound checks, so they get tea and cake.
Have you had any good ones?
Well, Stealing Sheep, that was fantastic, where they came out with orange drizzle cake. We made up the idea together. I mean, I have got a long list of all the cakes that
you
all the different artists
make. Go home and make them yourself.
Yeah. It doesn't take much, you know, and even like when you're providing sandwiches, you just make them handmade. But also, you know, the technical side of it. So we try to create a really special environment so that the sound is really, really good. They've got enough time to sound check, and they can really enjoy the show as much as the audience can. And we try to make sure they've got some food as well, and they get to tell me what kind of alcohol, because, you know, bands have riders. I don't know if people know that in the background. So when they arrive, so they don't have to spend extra money to be in that venue. So yeah, I just like looking after them, and I think it communicates to the audience. And if you present the music in a complimentary environment, I think the audience get to soak the music in that much better.
Is it sort of a range of music that you go for as a particular style that you always look out?
Well, it's called Irregular Folk, and it did start out as experiments on folk music. So something a bit more left of centre. It's definitely not straight up folk. Mm-hmm. And then as the shows go on, I'm refining the style, and there's like a big toe in folk, in alternative folk, but then we go beyond that. So, we just really like bands that are very alternative in what they're trying to put across. And generally, you know, there's a lot of chamber pop. It's a horrible term, that one. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we would love to book Y, you know, who's an experimental hip hop artist. We'd love to book, you know, from the Dirty Projectors, that kind of side of things, if we had the money to book them. So, and then, you know, and everything in between. So we're just getting to discover a lot of bands. And the lovely thing is that people have started trusting our programme. So now we can really put on bands that we know no one knows about, and we really like people to be introduced to and discover. And so we take risks. We don't do it for just names with bums on seats. We really go for it on our programming.
So your fans will get the tickets before they even know who you've got coming up sometimes?
Pretty much. Oh, it can happen, yeah. And it just, well, I know that when I book certain bands, I know people won't know who they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting when you can do that.
And so who, can you say who you've got coming up in the Christmas concert?
Oh, yeah, it's all out on posters and everything. We've got, basically, we've got Magic Lantern, which is one guy and a guitar who's got the most beautiful voice. And he is in Ballina Whalers, who we had before, which they're three guys that do sea shanty singing. And then we've got Flights of Helios, who I've always wanted to put on since I saw them do an alternative folk set at, well, folk-inspired set at Wilderness a few years back. I thought that was amazing. So I've asked them, and I'm very lucky they're going to do a special set. They're going to be doing a bit of a different thing for us, which is great. And this night is acoustic. People are doing different versions of what they'd normally do to fit into that vibe. And then we've got Jordan Hunt, who I discovered via a band we had on at the summer show called The Irrepressibles. Jordan Hunt was their violinist, and he now does his own work, and it's incredible piano and singing and a vocal like I've never heard before. I'm very excited to have him come to Oxford.
I have heard one of his tracks, and it's incredible. His voice is,
isn't it,
quite eerie and but like,
yes,
just very beautiful.
And I think the idea for this Christmas show is, rather than some kind of knees up Christmas show, because we've got enough of those kinds of parties, I think this is for everybody to just, I use the analogy of a bit like when the silence of when the snow falls around you and it's so beautiful, and this is an evening of just real relaxing beauty, and we're going to make the venue look stunning and offer all the nice trimmings as well. So some carefully selected drinks and nibbles.
So Flights of Helios, they're an Oxford band.
Yes,
they?
Yeah.
Are there any other Oxford ties with this Christmas concert?
Well, I suppose the Oxford tie, yeah, there are. It's a good question, that one, because we really care about trying to support really good local businesses. So I'm about to go and get in some ales from a local brewery. I've been doing a bit of a survey online about what ales people really like. Also, I'm hoping that some of the nibbles we're going to provide, I'm not going to tell you what they are yet, because it's a bit of a surprise, will be from another new local pub stroke restaurant who we're big fans of. So, yeah, and obviously the East Oxford Community Centre, it's really lovely to be able to do this show in that lounge room and present it in a way that people might not have seen before. And they've been wonderful to deal with. The lady that runs the bar there, Lisa, she's been fantastic. So it's very exciting to get some people into the East Oxford Community lounge bar that might not have been before. And actually, one other thing that's another element, another local talent, is Sarah Hoyle, who does all our posters. She's absolutely fantastic. We once saw her do some designs. Oh, it was actually at Fusion Arts, where we went to their fantastic little pop-up events with the gallery. And then this beautiful work she was coming out with, so we asked her to do our posters, and she does the whole lot. And what we do is, we don't tell her what to do. She just gets the music, gets the names of the band, and a brief kind of, oh, it's a summer gig.
Yeah.
Literally that. I try to be as open as possible, and then Sarah does her wonderful work.
So she done the Christmas ones as well?
She's done the Christmas poster. In fact, we've got a poster gallery on our website that you can look at all her work, and then I link that through, because it's nice to be able to advertise these people so that people can get in touch with them themselves. And on top of that, we've also got all the pictures and a bit of a diary of the summer shows that we've been doing, you know, the ones in the tent at the Perch. So if anyone wants to find out more, they can see that on the website as well.
And how can people get hold of tickets if they've heard this and now they just can't wait to go?
We sell tickets at Truck.
Okay.
So we do handmade tickets, although I have to admit I haven't got around to making them yet, but I will do. But they'll keep your name on a list, and then it'll be the first 20 that buy tickets from Truck get the option of having handmade tickets.
That's the Truck Music Store.
Truck Music
Cali
Store.
Road.
Yeah, which is another fantastic place, you know, great coffee in there as well. Green bean. But then also we do online ticketing, and that's We Got Tickets. And I don't know if people know that, but they're based, I think most people do, but they're based in Oxford. So, yeah.
So after this Christmas gig is all wrapped up and warm, what have you got planned for next year?
So I'm hoping to put on a spring gig, and then we go back to the beautiful Perch for a 2-day weekend event in the summer. So that's going to be really exciting. That's Midsummer's weekend. So that's the 20th and 21st of June. Perch have been brilliant. Again, another new local startup as well. So they've been wonderful to deal with.
Do they put their tent up?
Yeah. They'll have a different tent this year, but they're putting another one up, and we're very, very excited to be asked to do 2 days. And then I imagine looking to do one film event, which we did Sing Along Wicker Man last year, which went really well. So hopefully a film event and maybe the Christmas show again. So that's next year.
Okay, great. And do you have a website or an event that people can find it on?
Yeah, we have a website. It's irregularfolk.co.uk, and we have a lot of fun with that website. There's no bosses telling me what to do, so I have a lot of mischief on that website where I can little things, and then we've got Twitter, which is at Irregular Folk, and we've got Facebook, which is Irregular Folk. So we also have a newsletter, and you can sign up via our website to our newsletter, and we try to give out information a bit early to those nice loyal customers. And also there's an element of the newsletter that's dedicated to recommending other random things in Oxford. So other people's things that they're doing that we really think are great. Again, you know, like how we've involved the local ales or the food or things. But it could be anything. It could be a pop-up shop we thought was fantastic, or someone running another event.
We should get hold of this newsletter.
Yeah, or do sign up. And then, yeah, it's just a little recommendations corner. And again, I quite like having a bit of mischief with that newsletter. But yeah, we've tried to let them, our subscribers, know about the tickets before everybody else, just because it, you know, if you want to sign up and keep in touch, then it's a nice little present. And in the future, I'd like to organise giving away some tracks on if an artist is up for that. Or and I do want to do a playlist as well, so people can listen to it. I'm just a bit rubbish with technology, so it's taking me a while to work out how I'm going to deliver that playlist. But definitely the key thing with Irregular Folk is think about it being more irregular, and folk being people rather than folk music.
Well, if you want to find out any more about the Christmas event or anything else coming up, then you can check out Irregular Folk's website or any of their social media. Thanks so much for coming in, Bez.
Thank you. Thanks very much.